easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Our current temperature, 85 degrees. We're headed to not much more, 86, 87 for high today. Thank those clouds. Chance of rain, too. I'm John Potter. Phone number, 884-9910. And we have a visitor to our Carson City studio, Wayne Hoag. Wayne, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you, John. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I haven't met you. I'm glad you came in. Tell us a bit about yourself, my friend.
Okay, well, about myself, I live here with my wife. We moved here from that other state, the one to the west, about 23 years ago, I believe it was. And we've been here ever since, and we are very happy with Reno. I think the people are great. And I'm today, obviously, I'm invited, actually, by Jerry and Henry to talk about the sign that I developed.
What's your background, Wayne? What was your career? Are you retired now?
Oh yeah, I'm retired now, and I'm in the later of my years. Let me put it that way. But I lived in the Bay Area my adult life, and I was in the office furniture business, the same type of business that there are two or three people here in Reno. One is call office and a couple others that's the type of thing that I did. We had offices in San Francisco, Sacramento, Las Vegas, and Reno.
Well, happy retirement. Now, you live in Carson City. Is that why you're there right now?
No,
or you live in Reno?
No, I live in Reno. Okay. I'm in Carson because I was here visiting Jerry and showing him my sign. But okay. I also like Carson, and we spend a lot of time in Gardnerville.
Oh, me too. Me too. I just made a booking to go there and spend the night there again.
Oh, it's a wonderful place.
Oh, yeah. I used to stay at Holiday Inn Express, but this Holiday Lodge, it's a little 1950s style motel there, and it's walking distance to everything in Minden, Gardnerville, and we just have a blast. And we're going to see Sawyer Brown is in concert there on the 10th at the Carson Valley Inn. Okay, so you mentioned the sign. Yeah. You have put out a sign. I was emailed the sign you created. Where have you placed the sign?
Well, basically, we're in the infancy. I've given it to a few locations, political locations. For those who are listening, it's a Republican sign, so we can get rid of that guesswork. So I put it in some of the Republican offices around Northern Nevada.
How many signs are there you're putting out there?
Well, I designed the sign. I don't sell it. I don't do anything.
But it's your way of speaking out, and you paid for these out of your own pocket?
That's correct.
Okay, well, the sign reads, and it's in big block letters. I got to say this, Wayne. It is so easy to read this. Okay, here's what the sign says, folks. If you haven't seen it already, it says, "Vote Republican the entire ticket. Stop socialism, communism, Marxism. Save our country for the future of all children and grandchildren." Wayne,
yes.
What prompted you to do this?
Okay, well, the real basic impetus for the sign, although I've been conservative all my life, but the basic impetus at this point, based on the way our country is and everything, a little over 2 years ago, my wife and I became grandparents. And that put a whole different light on how I think and what's happening in the world. And that, hence, the first two lines, the vote Republican, the entire ticket, that is specific for that, because a lot of people I know myself, when I vote, oftentimes I vote for the ones in the top of the ticket, but then I don't know what's going on. I think it's important to support the entire the vote process.
Ideology.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And policies.
Exactly. Even though you may not agree with every one of the individuals. And then the second line, stop socialism, communism, Marxism, is pretty self-explanatory.
Have you seen an increase in, like, Nevada socialism, communism, Marxism? Well, let me ask you this. I mean, are there certain things you've seen at the local level that have adopted some elements of socialism, Marxism, or communism?
Well, I think the byproducts of most of that are gas prices and the cost of living in general. It's not that specific, but yeah. And it's not Nevada. It's the whole country.
Okay. You say the whole country. What's your feeling on the presidential race? I'm sure you have an opinion on that, too.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the question.
Your feeling on the presidential race, Wayne, since you're saying this is a national opinion you want to get across.
Well,
what do you have to say about that?
Well, clearly I believe in the Republican ideology, and I disagree with what's happening now, say, at the border, at the basis for the cost of gasoline and fuel and heating oil, costs in general. I mean, I'm not an economist. I can't talk in that realm, but I know I pay bills every month and I go to the gas station more often than I like. So I don't know if that, and to answer your question specifically, I know it's kind of funny that you should ask it. I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm more than that. I'm a supporter of the ideology of maintaining the Constitution of the United States and protecting it and living by the way it was intended to be rather than the woke ism that's taking place in so many places, even to include the Olympics. I mean, oh, goodness. Anyway.
Well, the Olympics. Oh, my gosh. You're going to open up that. Oh,
yeah,
man.
No.
I was, there was Jesus being mocked at the opening ceremony.
And
we have a man beating up two women for the whole world to see in the middle of the women's boxing matches.
I know.
Simone Biles was the only high spot for me, so far at least.
Yeah, she's incredible. My wife is addicted to it. I watch it and enjoy it, but
yeah.
My wife is the one who really lives by it.
And
loves
too.
It. Yeah. Now,
well, let me ask you this about the okay.
Do we have? Because I want.
Always, you know what? You're an interesting person. Can you hang around till 11:30?
You
got to go somewhere?
Unfortunately, I'm going to another similar deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got 3 more minutes. Before I ask you one more thing, Wayne,
yeah.
Just tell the folks what you're feeling right now. And it's a fascinating story to put these signs out that you paid for all over the area.
Well, now, understand, I'm paying for the design, and I'm giving away samples of the sign. I'm not giving, like, if you drive by a neighborhood and they have 30 signs, they didn't come from me. The design may have come from me, but they had to buy them. And I need to talk about that. If you notice on the sign, there's a little sign that says, signs by tomorrow, and the phone number. And this is the critical thing. There are two critical things. That phone number, and then I'd like to elaborate a little on the bottom line of the sign, which is the basis for the sign. So the phone number, if I may, is 775-853-6990. And
What is that number four? I mean,
okay, that is for Signs by Design.
Oh, to get a sign.
You call there, and they sell them in lots of 10 or more. Obviously, you can buy 100 or whatever. But they're fairly priced. The people at Signs by Design are incredibly nice people.
Looks very nice. It's colorful. Once again, folks, it says vote Republican the entire ticket. Stop socialism, communism, Marxism. Save our country for the future of all children and grandchildren. Let's go to the phones, though, because William, calling from Reno, has a comment for you, Wayne. I hope you have headphones on. William, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called.
Well, thank you, John. I just want to make a quick comment. A lot of people know it, but some don't. Anytime you come across somebody who's wanting to change the language from what's, you know, works well now to some weird other thing, that's Marxism. That's the easiest way to spot it.
So what are you saying? Are you asking?
I'm saying I'm with you. I'm totally with you. But we're seeing all of these changes in the vocabulary. From what works to what doesn't, right?
Like Vogue and whatnot. Yeah. I agree with you, and you know that's not my background. I live it daily, and again, this is the bottom line on my sign, and the part I wanted to emphasize with John, and that is the bottom line says save our country for the future of. And let me emphasize this, all children and grandchildren, because we, particularly we older folks, aren't going to be around that long. But it's all about the kids and grandkids and how we can save the USA.
I got to ask William and you, Wayne, both this question, and I ask everybody this question. How confident are you that Trump is going to win? Let me start with you, William.
I'm not real confident because he has a tendency to put both feet in his mouth, and that's the worst thing. He can't be controlled. Now that's good, but that's also bad, and that's how he lost 2020. Part of what he did to lose 2020.
All right, William. Thanks for the call. Wayne, same question. Thanks. How confident are you that Trump is going to win?
Well, I look at politics this way. No matter how confident, and I'm not going to evade your question, I would say at this point in time, I believe Trump is going to win. But this is what it's going to take. It's going to take everybody who's happens to believe in the same philosophical approach to get behind it, call your neighbor, make a sign, design a sign, distribute it to someone, do something that's meaningful. And most of all, at the end of the day, and not necessarily the end of the process, vote. And be sure your vote is counted, and be sure you're registered to vote. Does that answer your question? I'm not trying
to... Yes, sir, it does. And Wayne Hogue, I salute you. You're doing something. You're not one of the many, many people who say, oh, this is, you know, these policies are veering progressive and way too left, but I guess that's the way it goes. You're doing something, man. You're putting out these signs everywhere. Well, so I salute you, and you're always welcome to be on the show again. I know you got so... Oh, wait, we got calls for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wayne, can you stick around? I thought you had somewhere to go.
Well, I do. I really do have somewhere to go.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You know what? How about doing this? I can't because I don't.
Yeah, let's go to George calling from Reno.
Okay.
Who wants to talk to you, Wayne?
Okay.
George, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. It's very nice hearing you gentlemen talk this afternoon. As a guy that was born in the 70s and grew up in a very much American-loving family and anti-communist family. You know, I see a lot of...
Hello?
Okay, I think we lost him.
Did we
lose? All right, let's go to Paul calling from Smith Valley. Yeah. Also wants to talk to you, Wayne. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, I just want to let Wayne know he is not the Lone Ranger. There's a lot of us out here that... feel, and they think the same way. And this United States that we grew up in is no longer what it was. It's heading the wrong direction, and we have all these people that get elected, and then they turn on everybody that voted them in, and they're supposed to be doing their job. Instead, they're going on their own initiative to turn this country around to become more communist or Marxist. And we only have one chance every 4 years to vote them out, and then other people are stepping in, and like the last election, the 20 election, they totally stole the whole thing.
I would agree with that if you're asking for that.
Anyway, you're right.
Well said.
May I make one suggestion, and then I do have to go. And I'm not trying to sell signs because I don't make any money on them in any direction. But call this number, 775-853-6990, and order a few signs. Get your neighbor together. They run about $10 a piece, so, and you have to buy 10 of them. But if you do that, get your whatever, some group that you belong to, get together and buy 100, or buy 10 rather, for $100. Anyway,
awesome.
That's all I've got. Thank you.
Just one more call, Wayne. One more.
Yeah.
George has got a question for you.
Hi, George.
Hey, George, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having back. I don't know what happened. I lost you guys. But one of the things that I did in my research and studying into communism and Marxism, Marxism goes back to Karl Marx. And when you actually look into Karl Marx and who he really was, his real name was Moses Mordecai Levy. He was a Jew from Russia that went to the School of Frankfurt in Germany. And Marxism, the basis of Marxism is no God. It's atheism. So that's one of the things, the United States was founded on Christianity, no other religion but Christianity. Jesus Christ is our, is our patriarch in this country. And communism and Marxism is a very atheistic belief. And Karl Marx, who once again was a Jewish rabbi, his father and his grandfather's was Jewish rabbis.
Okay.
Are very much anti-Christian, and the problem is we have in this country is the Marxism is a Jewish tool that is used to manipulate our country.
Okay.
To subvert now it, you're to subject
it. Now you're getting disagreeable. I gotta say, George.
Can't
take the anti-Semitism,
John.
We gotta let you go, Wayne. I know you gotta run. I know you're telling me you gotta run.
I got one more thing to say.
Oh, okay.
Someone sent me this article, and it's. I won't go into the article, but it was it was written by Major General Higginbotham, and it's about.
Where is the article?
I don't know, but if you go online.
Okay, I'm out of time. We're going to have you on again, okay? And talk to this because you're getting a lot of reaction. I love it. Wayne, thank you for what you do. I got to take a break and then Fox News. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:24.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
John Potter, Live and Local, Saturdays, 9 to noon at 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. And discovering that talking about the presidential race is talk radio gold. And we were just talking about the presidential race. I ask everybody this, how confident are you that Trump will win? And the first answer we had about that, it's his election to lose, right? And it seems like he's doing too good of a job for that. The black journalist thing this week, I don't understand. Why would he allow himself to get set up like that? What did he think was going to happen? And I'm not saying this to be critical. Trump needs no negativity from the right at all, but he's never going to get a fair break, right? But voters will with another strong economy without that inflation in my opinion, and that just might save him. JD, not having children can be a choice, but it can also be a personal affliction or otherwise out of a woman's control. Maybe they never found the right guy, but that can crush dreams and leaves an empty place in the heart. If J.D. Vance wants to criticize the politics of his opponents, good, he should do so. If he wants to promote marriage and childbearing, awesome, he should do so. But find another way to do it. We should tell people how much we love being parents, right? We should not criticize others for not being parents. One is the proclamation of truth. The other is the sin of judgmentalism. And you can't do the right thing the wrong way. You can't promote parenthood by vilifying the childless. I just wrote that down during the commercials. But I got to be honest with you. I'm triggering you. It's a talk radio secret to get the phone calls. But sincerely, that's how I feel. What's your opinion? 884-9910 is the number to call, and we'll take your calls after Fox News. John Potter here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:30.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, my friends. Current temperature in Reno, we hit 88 degrees, and that just might be the high of the day. We have a lot of clouds out there, and a bit of rain is possible. I'm John Potter, and are you like me? I understand being a responsible adult, but every day, every single day, that's a bit much for me. You know, they just expect too much from us. Our phone number is 884-9910, and you only have from now until noon to make that local call.
Or text.
Noon is when. Yeah.
And of which I have a text.
You do? Okay, good.
Yes. It says, John, Vance does not criticize people without children because that do not have children. He was saying he does not want people without children to be passing rules and laws that affect families and their children because they do not grasp the impact of the laws and rules they pass. That's from Joe W.
I know, but the vibe is a little bit anti-childless women. Whichever way you feel, I just feel to further hurt such women by stigmatizing them and demeaning them, I find to be illogical if you're trying to get votes, unkind and unchristian. And saying that, you know, because one does not have children leaves them no stake in the future and unworthy for social or political leadership is kind of ridiculous. And I know these comments are from years ago, so I don't think they really apply to this election because you can find a lot of dumb things if you go into people's past. I like to stay with the current views. And what I want him to do is to talk about in that attitude about being a mom and being a single woman or a married woman who doesn't have kids. If you know what I'm trying to say, I'm just being me, as I said. I have to be responsible every day. 884-9910. If you disagree, I love those calls too. 884-9910. In the news, Nora O'Donnell is leaving the CBS Evening News. They're taking her off right after the elections. Ratings trouble. The CBS Evening News has been the perennial number three newscast for a while now. I felt it was a mistake myself to take Scott Pelley off. And I liked Bob Schieffer, too. But Nora has not worked out, or maybe she's had enough. Third place in the ratings means that on an average night, 98.8% of the American population chooses not to watch the CBS Evening News, right? But I will I'll point out that if you do all the plussing and minusing, 90% of the American public chooses not to watch the network television news. It doesn't mean we're ignorant or uninformed or anything else like that. A lot of people get their news off their phones from a variety of sources. But the news isn't exactly what it used to be. And I'm sure Nora O'Donnell did a fine job, I guess. You know, sorry, I never really watched. And I wish her success in whatever. You know, they always send that press release, which is, oh, you know what? I want to tell stories. I want to do interviews. Which is fine. That's okay. That's great. Continue to pick up the big paycheck, you know. But here's the thing. I love the news. I love to learn things. I love to read it. I love to watch it and listen to it. I like to work in it. But increasingly, the news business, at least the traditional figureheads of it, are kind of irrelevant or ineffectual. For example, you know, conservatives believe, correctly, I think, that there's a tremendous bias, say, in this current political election against Donald Trump. And anyone who goes up against the blue, they have crapped on us for years on end. On the CBS Evening News, when it came to Trump, if he said something, Nora would usually report, Donald Trump boasted. Or it's often, I hear this one all the time, falsely claimed. The day before Trump went to the black journalist thing this week, the network news said, Donald Trump will take on. You mean you assume there's going to be a conflict? You mean they don't like him already? Are you telling folks that black voters are his enemies? I mean, it just sets up that adversarial mood. It's subtle sometimes, you know, the slant that the news takes. Sometimes it's obvious, like a sledgehammer to the head. And meanwhile, the coverage on Kamala, you hear terms like, just like what they said about Biden. She forcibly rebuked. She forcibly said. I keep flipping around one big three broadcast network news from one to another, searching for fairness, accuracy, and giving equal time and treatment to both sides. Trump is a man under attack by the left, and the media is doing their best to turn so many against him, despite his accomplishments, which you never hear about. And over this last year, Trump has had his legal challenges, and it's been a daily dose on network TV of disinformation and disrespect, and not telling the other side of the story, not reporting certain things, or a combination of the, how many is that? Or combination of the four. And what has happened over the course of this last year, general public support for Trump over the last three has very slowly but steadily grown. And it's clear that the best efforts of the three networks to do everything they can to destroy Trump is absolutely not working, which means that, hold it, you guys are not that effective, are you? If I were a business and I was advertising on TV news, I would hope that the ads are a lot more persuasive than are the newscasts, right? So anyway, Nora O'Donnell, if you're a CBS News watcher, she's gone after the election, and who knows what's going to happen after that. We are still Scott Pelley and Bob Schieffer and Walter fans at my house, and Trump should stay away from the biased media. He will never get a fair break. And he must have known that before he met the black journalists this week. That was rather shocking to see. 884-9910. We're going to take one last break, and the final segment is next. The phone number to call is 884-9910. If there's something local or something current that you'd like to talk about, we're all ears here. 884-9910. Be back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:43.
Hey, everybody! An old man's talking!
all the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local Saturdays, 9 to noon, 884-9910, which is also the text number. Craig, any texts? And don't you dare delete the mean ones, the bad ones.
I won't. I love it when you see those.
No, you have deleted the nasty ones. I had to dig them out of the deleted file. Give it to me, buddy. Give it to me.
Well, really? Okay, you've got a caller who's going to give it to you on the line.
Okay, all right. That's what I like. Steve, calling from Reno. Steve, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, thank you. Hello?
Yes, you're welcome. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I disagree with your take on Trump's appearance before the National Black Journalists.
Okay.
I think him going on there was a stroke of political genius. He exposed the ABC person for her tremendous bias in the way she asked him a question.
I agree.
And he also was able to give him flack about not having their equipment right. And the biggest plus for him was that his opponent wasn't there.
From what I think he
hit a total home run by going on there.
The background is very interesting on that. They wanted Kamala there. Just to put on the image of being fair and both-sided, they invited Trump. They never thought Trump would show up to this thing. And it turned out Kamala, for one reason or another, decided not to appear. And so they had to have Trump there. And that's why the ABC person, as you say, came out with this first off, right off the bat. It wasn't even a question. It was a paragraph. Slamming. I mean, it was slamming. You couldn't write it. You couldn't write it any more viciously than that. That part was right. And what he said a very rude welcome. I totally agree with that. But this talk about, oh, she's black now. She's more black than ever. And I thought she was Indian. Doesn't sell the product.
Yeah, I agree. I think what he should have said that bringing race into politics is totally stupid.
There you go.
Absolutely stupid.
There you go. That's what I wish he had said. Yeah.
I wish he'd said that too. But mm-hmm. but I mean the rest of it, he exposed their bias and
true.
And not only that, I think he displayed the same kind of courage that he has displayed at the assassination attempt. In other words, I know you're hostile to me, but I'm going to go on that show and express myself regardless of your bias.
Mm-hmm. It is so refreshing. It's so refreshing to hear a presidential candidate who doesn't read scripts written by his press corps that talks without a script. Because
right.
All these politicians that you're watching, Biden, when he talks on TV, he didn't write any of that stuff. And yet the media still says Joe Biden forcibly said. Joe doesn't know what words he's reading. Somebody else has been writing for presidents and presidential candidates since John F. Kennedy. They don't write this stuff, sad to say.
And it's refreshing that somebody is authentic enough to say what he thinks.
All right, Steve. We agree more than we disagree, my friend. Very well said.
Yep. But I think he hit a home run by just going there.
Not sure about the home run. Maybe a couple of hits. I'll say that for you, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. 884-9910. You know, Kamala Harris, this long, as long as we're talking about the race here, the, this grand restructuring of her in the public mind that the news media and the Democrats are doing, obviously well underway. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Kamala Harris was the least popular vice president in the history of modern polling. And now she's apparently the greatest politician who's ever walked the earth, the way her party and the media are treating her. If you watch the TV and listen to the hype, the fact is she actually failed miserably with Democrat voters when she was a candidate for president herself. She was the most liberal member of the United States Senate in 2019, and that's what one independent group said. There's been an aggressive effort to scrub her record and polish her image. And the reporters, the media, falling for it. They're pushing hard to sell her instead of going into her record or even investigating anything. But one aspect worth remembering is that in California, one of the things Kamala Harris insisted on was that the state pay for transgender sex change operations and hormones for anyone in the state's prisons. So if you believe it's the taxpayers, your responsibility to pay for sex change operations for convicted felons in prison, then she's your candidate. If you don't think your tax dollars should pay for somebody else's sex change operation, then maybe not. Now, I don't agree with Trump 100% of the time. And you can vote for Trump if you don't agree with Trump 100% of the time. You can. And that's what Nikki Haley brought up at the Republican convention. Yes, you can vote for him if you don't agree with him 100%. And she laid out why. And one of those whys is it's the lesser of two evils, which, by the way, too many of our recent elections, it seems, have been lesser of two evil contests, right? Or I prefer to think of it as who will be better for America. Yeah, Trump has flaws, but I don't have to hold my nose to vote for him. Wasn't my first choice, but I'm okay with him. I think he's going to do a fine job. He's not going to lead us into disaster in a couple of weeks. I mean, he had one full term. That did not happen. And between the two, this election, it's not a mystery to me. I know who will take the country in the right direction. 4 years of going the way we're going right now has put us in a very bad situation. And we need to steer the ship back to a truer course. I wish Trump had gone with the unity message just a bit longer. You know, I think the DEI hire and the cackle jokes about Harris are likely turning off young women voters who lean conservative. Okay. See, now, that's not selling the conservative women vote. Actually, given the nature of how my cackle is, I tend to not give people crap for laughing funny. So I give a little room for that. I will say this about the vice president. She at least laughs enthusiastically. You put your all into things. But I would suggest hitting Kamala with the Biden policies instead of the personal DEI race stuff. Yeah, she might deserve name calling, but doing that could only gain her sympathy. All you gotta do is focus on the issues. It's there for us. It's they're all going to make us win. I mean, here's a candidate. Kamala Harris ran for president in 2020. This is a candidate who got beat by Marianne Williamson. So when you got all the right issues, you got everything working in your favor. So why are you going to use the personal attacks? They don't work against Trump, and they're not going to work against her. It's I just think when you go that route and say those things, too many voters are not going to hear the good points because they're offended. I know people get too offended too easily these days, but they're voters. Got to sell the product. That's how you close the sale. Get the customer to like you. Simple as that. Now, that may be just me speaking. I'm not a traitor to the cause. No, I have not secretly fallen in love with Kamala Harris. I'm not a closet communist. My first name is not Mitt. But none of us is right all the time, and sometimes we all step in the dog poo. And back in the day when J.D. Vance said those things he said or had those views, he stepped in it, as you and I have repeatedly done in our lives. And as people do, when people step in it, they say, oh, damn, sorry about that. And they step back and they come to a different and better conclusion. And that's what growth is. And there are problems with Democrat progressive leaders. There are horrible evils in their priorities. There are, but the reproductive status of the reproductive, yes, talking cat ladies again here, the reproductive status of anybody is relevant in this campaign. And again, I'm not a fan of Kamala. I'm not a fan of Senator Jackie Rosen. I'm not a fan of the whole ilk. But my lack of fandom is based on the principles they advance, the priorities of their party, and the things they want to do to our country. Okay, I'm out of time. Gosh, this should be 4 hours, right? Just like your favorite Slim Jim flavor, it's a long thing. It's a long show. I'll be back next Saturday, 9 to noon. I'm John Potter. I'm so glad you called and texted. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning. Stay with the station. Lots more interesting stuff. And stay close to the station for Kamala's vice presidential pick, expected to be possibly today. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.